The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio
X. Hello there, I am Gordon Smart and a very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast. Producer Vin is with me. We're sitting in a studio. We've just eaten a very, very expensive meal. We've been to Pret again.
Yeah, it's always Pret, isn't it?
I hope you enjoy the podcast. I've got a lot of good stuff on it this week. I've got Lorde, the 20-year-old superstar from New Zealand, talking about her brand new single. It's a lovely little chat. She's got a big, big future ahead of her.
I think I might have fallen in love with
her. Yeah, haven't you?
I think I might have done.
You went all giggly and sort of 14-year-old about it. I was quite impressed.
The song's really good as well.
I wanted to tell her. I said, look, Vin wants to come around and see your green tracksuit. She was telling me she was wearing a green tracksuit on her hotel bed. And Vin just went, you disappeared for about
one day.
You were gone. I've also got a great classic albums chat. This week I looked at Urban Hymns by The Verve, which was a real pleasure going back 20 years and enjoying those songs again. Also, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park talking about his ridiculous rider and a funny story about some towels. And also, Matt Healy from the 1975 headlining Latitude. And Vin, you gave it a big sell. You're a fan of Latitude.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, you didn't quite sell it to me yet because it sounded like a nice weekend away with the kids. No music was involved.
No, there's really good lineups there as well. I told you I saw Suede.
That's
there.
True.
I was in the National there.
Yeah, nah, you're right. You might have persuaded me to go, but Suffolk, I mean, it's just the place that exists in caravan books to me, isn't it?
It does take about 3 weeks to get there. That's the only issue.
And one other thing that you want to listen into, Kings of Leon and a very disturbing slash Gordon indeed. That's all about going to a urinal beside somebody famous and they've taken it in a different direction, I think it's safe to say. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this week's Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio
X. Now, I'm absolutely delighted to say that one of the finest musical prospects in the world right now is on the phone and speaking to us. I'd like to say a big warm welcome to Lorde. How are you doing? Round of applause.
Hi, I'm so good. What a nice introduction. Wow.
Sorry, it's only two men clapping in a studio, but yeah, we've got to bring you right back there.
Gorgeous.
Lorde, would you like me to call you Ella or would you rather be Lorde?
Listen, Ella's great. I am very used to Ella, but either is fine.
So Ella, can you just set the scene for me? Can you tell me exactly where you are in the world, what you're looking at, and just give us a little window into your world?
Okay, so I'm sitting on the bed in my hotel room. I'm drinking a lemon honey ginger and I'm pulling apart a croissant. I'm in a tracksuit, a green tracksuit. And that's me. I'm holding my tea in my hand and I'm in New York.
Is this a deliberate thing? Everything's green at the moment because I've been following what you've been doing over in New Zealand, teeing up this new song. Yeah, and by the way, I'm a massive Hibernian fan. They play in green. Green's an important colour to me, so I think this was meant to happen. It was destiny.
Oh, yeah. Well, so the song that we are here to talk about is called Greenlight. And so I kind of have been... I lit some things up green in Auckland a couple nights ago. I lit up a big beach near where I live, and I lit up a car and all sorts of things. So I'm just wearing green before I can't wear it again because I feel like as soon as you have a song called Greenlight, everyone's like, well, that's it for that colour.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's a really creative way to talk about a song and do something different. I mean, is that part of the reason for you to do something creative and different?
Yeah, I mean, I just remember when I was, you know, a kid... and it wasn't the industry, and I just loved music. How exciting it was for me when some little thing would happen, you know. Remember when Yeezus, you know, you could go to a... around the world, you could go to a wall and watch the projections, you know. I just still want to give kids little things to kind of keep them guessing or to let them in on the world of the song a little bit early. Yeah. And it's been cool. It's been super fun.
And is the colour green anything to do with envy at all? Because there are some very punchy lyrics in there about great whites and sharks and screaming the truth and being a damn liar. I think there's a hint of maybe somebody in your life being cut out here and maybe slightly shamed.
Well, yeah, I mean, the song is about heartbreak, you know. It's more about trying to put yourself together after that, being like, you're going to be okay. You might not be okay right now, but you are going to get that green light at some point. It's going to happen, and you'll move on, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of some scorched earth in that song. For sure.
Scorched earth. I've never heard that. It's excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, Ella, I'm going to take this opportunity to play this song right now. You okay to stick around for just a second?
Of course, yeah.
Right, okay, this is Greenlight by Lorde, and it's a belter of a track on Radio X.
I do my makeup in somebody. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
That was Green Light by Lorde on Radio X. This is the evening show with me, Gordon Smart, and I'm delighted that New Zealander Ella, aka Lorde, is still on the phone. What's it like getting that song out there? Because you've had a couple of years putting the new album together, your second album. Is it great to be coming back, or is there a bit of apprehension and fear?
Oh, man. I mean, it feels really good. It's been a long time, and I really had to take the time to figure out what it was I was going to say, how it was going to sound. We had to sort of stumble on it all and figure out how to do it and make it, you know, make the sounds a reality. And I love the song. I'm so proud of the album. But at the same time, I am freaking out, Gordon. Like, it's bad inside my stomach. It's not a good feeling. But I think that, like, it's a complex, challenging piece of pop music, and I think that people are so smart. You know, I think pop listeners are so smart, and I think that they will be able to go there with it. I hope.
You've got nothing to worry about. You've got absolutely nothing to worry about. I'm very envious, actually. Speaking of Green Light, but I'm very envious of you recording in Electric Lady Studios, which must be experience. You know what I mean? Bowie, Rolling Stone, Chic, Arcade Fire, Bob Dylan, and on and on and on. Did you feel that there was history in the room when you were recording that?
Oh, Electric Lady is one of my favourite studios in the world. So we wrote the record mostly actually in my friend's apartment in Brooklyn, and then right towards the end we were like, we need to get out into the world and hear these songs outside of the apartment, you know. And so we went to Electric Lady, and you could not feel more like... They just make you feel so special. You feel like such a part of history, you know, which is funny because we're out there, like, making our weird pop music and, you know, it's like Hendrix's spot. But, it was so wonderful.
You've packed loads into 20 years, if you don't mind me saying. You know, you already sold millions of albums. So, I mean, can I feel like there's a lot ahead of you, or do you think, you know, I can take my time a little bit?
You always wonder, you know, when you are successful as a young person, am I going to peak? Is that my peak? Are we done? is that the end of that? I got super into Graceland, the cycle. Growing up with Simon and Garfunkel, but I hadn't really spent time with Graceland as an album. And it was so inspiring to me, you know, that record was his seventh solo record. He was 44 when it came out. And it's... You know, and he was someone who had a lot of success very young. Simon and Garfunkel was, you know, he was 23 and he was, you know. And so it's kind of cool. I'm like, wow, when I think about what I'm going to make when I'm 44,
That's a perfect thought, though, and it's a really optimistic one as well. What would Lorde be like when she's 44? There's something for us to think about.
It could just go terribly. I could just start making, like, bad. What if I just started, like, a grime career?
As long as you keep your own teeth and your own hair, you'll be absolutely fine, Ella. I'll tell you that. Listen, Ella, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Best of luck for the year ahead. Really excited to see you live, and we wish you all the best of luck with what you've got coming ahead. Cheers, Ella.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
I'm off to Utah this weekend with my day job with the good folk of Land Rover. And the last time I was in Utah, I went to interview Coldplay in Salt Lake City. Now, there's a huge sort of Mormon community there, and Chris Martin isn't exactly renowned for his hellraising, so I was expecting quite one. Anyway, I got out there, and after the interview, Chris Martin said to me, he said, "Are you hanging around, Gordon?" I said, "Well, I've got to go back." He went, nah, stick with us. So I ended up getting kidnapped by Coldplay for a week on the west coast of America. It was amazing. We flew to LA, stayed in Santa Monica, played football with Johnny and Will and the rest of the crew. Then we spent a day at the American Music Awards, and I saw Chris Martin doing his vocal warm-up, which is the weirdest thing ever. He gargles whiskey and uses a wallpaper removal machine, I think that's what you call it, to sort of open up his lungs. It was the weirdest thing ever. Anyway, there's a half pint of whiskey sitting on the table, and he said, "I dare you to down that. I'll give you $20 if you do it." So anyway, succumbed to the peer pressure, whacked it back, and he never paid up. Anyway, about 3 months later, I got a letter from him saying, "Look, I realise I'm due you some money, but with interest, I think you'll find that $20 I promised you is now £2,000. And he made a donation to my mother-in-law's charity, the Mary Leishman Foundation, and it was the first donation we got to the charity 9 years ago. So when somebody says Chris Martin isn't a good bloke, there's a perfect example of why he actually is a cracking fella. Tell you what else was weird about the American Music Awards, the people who knocked on the door that come in, right? So Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, and none other than Ron Jeremy. And what do you say to Ron Jeremy? If you don't know who he is, Google him.
Don't
Google him. Don't
the Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Right, some news about Latitude Festival now. Latitude have announced their head. headliners for this summer. Very exciting indeed. Mumford & Sons, Fleet Foxes, and in their first headline slot ever, the 1975. It takes place at Henham Park in Suffolk from the 13th to the 16th of July, and it's getting a great reputation as one of the best festivals. Matt Healy and his Brit Award-winning band will top the bill on Friday night, with Mumford's bringing their Gentlemen of the Road stopover to Saturday night, and then Fleet Foxes finishing off the whole weekend. Dr. Sunta Templeton caught up with Matty from the 1975 a little earlier, and she asked him how it feels for the band to land their first big headline slot.
Very excited. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but we're very humbled. I think that's the word of the moment, humbled.
So you guys played there, I believe, was it 2013 on the Lake Stage?
Something like that.
Yeah, which is a very, I mean, it's a beautiful area, but it's quite small. It's quite an intimate space compared to like the main stage.
Yeah, I can't really remember. The only thing I can remember is Dermot O'Leary was there and he was wearing a hat. But apart from that, I remember it being quite a good gig. But it was very small. This is the first time that we've headlined any festival. So for it to be Latitude, it is amazing. You know, if you see like the Maccabees and Foals and stuff like that, it's almost, I wouldn't call it a kind of test, but I suppose it's the festival where you go to see whether you are worthy of headlining some of those kind of major festivals. But Latitude is beautiful and it has that kind of family vibe, and it's a festival that I've been to as a punter, so to go there in the capacity of, you know, to go and headline is amazing.
That was Matty Healy from the 1975 catching up with Dr. Sunta Templeton. They've been announced as Friday night headliners.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
This is the Evening Show on Radio X with me, Gordon Smart, and that's the brand new song from Coldplay, Something Just Like This. They had a massive night at the Brits last week. Speaking of which, the late, great David Bowie was decorated with two more gongs at the Brits last week, but another unexpected accolade has come from none other than Craig David. According to Craig, Bowie loved his music, and I'm quoting him there. Craig asked Bowie's management to sample Let's Dance for his track Hot Stuff. Let me just cajole your memory here. Do you remember the song? There he is, Craig, with those wonderful vocals. He was in awe when the late singer said he loved the song. Mr. David, as we call him, told Enemy to be in any category near a legend who's left so much amazing music. I had a song called Hot Stuff that sampled Let's Dance. It was a few years back, and I remember getting that message from him and his approval that I could use it, but also that he loved the song. I was in awe. This is David Bowie we're talking about. Vin, that's enough. That's enough of that, right. Anyway, Craig added, it was a message that came through my manager from his manager. Of course it did. You grow up as a kid wanting to make music in your dreams and aspirations, but you never actually think that you're going to meet your idols or get a message personally from them. David Bowie was always at the forefront of trying to change things. Well, not all change is good, though, but, you know, fair play to Craig David. He's actually quite a nice lad. Right, this is the original and best version of Let's Dance by the late, great Thin White Duke.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Right, in case you missed Latitude Festival news earlier, they have announced their headliners for this summer. Mumford & Sons are doing the Saturday night, Fleet Foxes on the Sunday, and in their first headline slot ever, the 1975 on the Friday night. Latitude taking place at Henham Park in Suffolk from the 13th to the 16th of July. Right, and I've been pretty lucky in my career to get around the world and see quite a lot of festivals, from Coachella to Benicassim, from Tea in the Park to Glastonbury, all over to some weird stuff in Eastern Europe and back. But producer Vin's here, right? And producer Vin is convincing me that I've reached the stage of my life where I should go and check out Latitude. Vin, sell it to me.
Well, that's exactly my point, mate. You're a man of a certain age.
Oh, right.
You've got two children, don't you?
That's correct.
Latitude's a great family-friendly festival.
Yeah, maybe that is the stage of life I've reached. You know, I was tempted to go because of the Maccabees last year. And maybe it's time for me to get away from the depressing misery of a puddle of mud in a weird state, or maybe go and visit Latitude.
No, exactly. Well, it's got a lot of kid stuff going on. There's lovely woodlands and rivers, a little moat. There's this sheep that are all painted different colours. It's great.
That sounds like a weekend away with a deck chair packed in the back of the Renault Espace, right?
Well, fair enough, but then after dark, it all stays open. There's DJs, they have little film screenings. There's, you can run around in the woods and listen to music after that. It's great. And the lineup's always amazing. I've seen Suede, Block Party, the Maccabees, Foles,
the
Carl
National
Barrett.
Did you see that?
Yeah, so the National, yeah.
I think you're telling me here that it's a safe festival, isn't it? Nobody is going to go to a festival in Suffolk and cause trouble, are they?
It's exactly the point. And you need toning down a little bit, I think.
I like that edge on a festival. I like to feel a little bit at danger. Anyway, Latitude have announced the headliners. The 1975 Friday, Mumford & Sons on the Saturday, and Fleet Foxes. So I've got a bit of Mumford & Sons for you now. This is Little Lion Man on Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X. Right, I've been looking forward to this all weekend. Every Monday night in the evening show, I listen back to a classic album, two songs back to back from something that means a lot to me, or something you might have suggested. We've had some belters over the last few weeks. We had Blur, we had Ash as well. But this week, I've gone for Urban Hymns. Can you believe? 29th of September, 1997. So it's very nearly 20 years old. And to start off, what an album title, Urban Hymns. The cover art was taken at Richmond Park with all the bands sitting down, enjoying the sunshine. It's their best-selling and biggest-selling album. At number one in the UK, it was number 23 in America, and get on this, it sold 10 million copies worldwide. And thinking about that, I know I've probably bought it at least 8 times, because it was one of those albums that got stolen from my flat every time I had people around when I was a student in 1998. Yeah, so I've definitely paid for Richard Ashcroft's, at least one of his ridiculous jackets. Anyway, the singles were Bittersweet Symphony, The Drugs Don't Work, Lucky Man and Sonnet. Bittersweet went to number 2 and The Drugs Don't Work went to number 1. It won 2 Brit Awards, was nominated for a Grammy, and of course it was nominated for the Mercury Prize as well. It was the first Verve album recorded as a 5-piece as well. I don't know if you know that, but they were originally a 4-piece, then Ashcroft split them up. He got Simon Tong in on guitar and then realised that Nick McCabe was behind so much of that sound with that sliding guitar style. So he got them all back together, all 5 of them, including McCabe and Tong. Some beautiful stuff on it. Wistful ballads like Sonnet, spacey grooves from Catching the Butterfly, proper rock songs like Come On, which had Liam Gallagher on backing vocals, and even a bit of psychedelia on Neon Wilderness. It's really ambitious, thick sonic textures, immersive string arrangements, emotional and melodic songwriting. The LA Times called it lush, intricate and ethereal, and achingly beautiful. And producer Vince had his little say as well, because he's not just a producer, he's a very good musician as well, and he said it's melancholy on a record, which is a perfect description of it. I listened to the Rolling People on the way into the studio tonight, and I tell you what, it really got me up for it. Okay, this is sensational. I think one of the best albums of the last few decades. This is The Verve, 2 songs back to back from Urban Hymns, kicking things off with Bittersweet Symphony.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio
X. The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
I loved every second of that. 2 songs back-to-back from The Verve on classic albums this week, Urban Hymns. Loved every second of that. Almost 20 years ago, 29th of September, 1997, that came out, and I think I've bought it about 9 times. 5 songs didn't make the cut, including A Song for Lovers, New York and Come On People, which all emerged on Ashcroft's solo album Along With Everybody in 2000. Just listening to Bittersweet Symphony as well. I looked into this, and the royalties split didn't really favour Ashcroft. There was a massive fight about it at the time. Huge plagiarism controversy. And I think it ended up with him getting a tiny percentage. Barely nothing, actually. In fact, I think he got £1,000 just for the lyric songwriting alone. But anyway, a bit of a sore one. The music video as well was filmed in Hoxton. Really, really famous. Parodied by Fat Les. And of course, Chris Moyles, who did it for his big intro to Radio X when he signed for us. It was very nearly chucked away as well, that song, because Youth was the man who fought for it, but it was nearly consigned to the scrap heap. But thankfully it wasn't. Chris Martin called it the best song ever written, Bittersweet Symphony, and Coldplay played with Ashcroft at Live 8, and I happened to be there, got to see that. It really was a special moment and a day of incredibly special moments in music history. Steve Cunningham's been in touch on Twitter. He says, Urban Hymns, what a timeless classic that is. And you're absolutely right. Why don't you get in touch and let me know some other albums that we could look at on Monday night in our section, Classic Albums. Get in touch, 83936 or at Radio X on Twitter.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio
X.
Regular listeners will know that I like to ask all the bands who come in about their rider. It's really a chance to expose how they've really lost that rock and roll knack. I've not heard enough about boozing and bad behaviour and nefarious items that are on there. There's an awful lot of sort of protein shakes and health foods and all that kind of stuff. It's a worrying trend. But anyway, I make sure I ask them what they've got. Maybe there's something slightly decadent like an L-shaped sofa in cream and leather. All the M&Ms with the brown ones taken out, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I had Mike Shinoda on the show the other week, and I asked him the same question. What has Linkin Park and Mike Shinoda got on their rider?
So our actual rider for the band is generally pretty simple. Like, we need water, we need towels, I guess we asked for a lot of towels. I don't think it's a lot, but it when we played in Israel for the first time, there was like a kind of like a pop entertainment magazine that took that information about our rider and somehow managed to transform it into that the story that the band requires gold towels or something. I was like there needed to be like gold towel racks and these like expensive, you know, hand woven gold lined towels for us to wipe ourselves after our performance.
I don't believe you for a second. That's clearly properly LA. That's Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park and his gold towels. Don't believe for a second that that isn't true. Clearly, that's what they demand. They've reached that stage of their career.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Now, last week I had Kings of Leon in the studio, and if you're a regular listener, you know that I often ask about Slash Gordon. Now, Slash Gordon is a book that I'm writing at the moment based on famous people that I've happened to stand beside at a urinal during my time working in newspapers and going to gigs. I've had a few famous names over the years, from Sean Connery all the way through to David Beckham and Bernard Sumner from New Order, who had a very strange technique. Anyway, that's beside the point. I often ask famous people about who their story is about. And I had Kings of Leon in, and this is Nathan. I asked him who the most famous person he'd been at a urinal beside is.
Not anyone famous, but my uncle, Matt's dad, actually sang like in this big church choir, like the world we lived before we became this. And like it was a huge honor to be invited to this choir and sing. And so my uncle was one of the featured vocalists, and which was a huge deal for him. The other featured vocalists, they sang together. So fast forward to 20 years later, we're at a church function. You know, I'm in the urinal sitting there, and then this guy walks in and stands right beside me. I know who he is, but I'm like, you know, whatever. He looks over at me, looks down, looks back up and says, Cameron Folliwell. I said, excuse me? Said, you must be related to Cameron Folliwell. And that was Matthew's dad. And I was like, yes, he's my uncle. Like, let me get the hell out of here. Like, this is the weirdest situation I've ever been in my life.
Uncle, so many questions I want to ask about this.
I was going to say, did Matthew just find out something about his dad?
I just think we resemble each other.
Wow. Wow, reinforcing the stereotype of Tennessee there. That's all gone a little bit Deliverance. That's not a story I was expecting to hear from the Kings of Leon, but anyway, it was very good. That was Nathan and Caleb from Kings of Leon coming in for the evening show. Superb stuff. If you want to hear all of that chat again, all you've got to do is download the podcast. Search my name, Gordon Smart, in all the usual places, and it'll come up as well. Worth a listen. Right, this is Kings of Leon, and find me on Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Thanks very much for downloading the Evening Show podcast with Radio X. If you enjoyed it, make sure you leave a little review and recommend it to all your friends and family. I'll be back with another one next week.
Radio X.
Get into the music.